four. Time for the press review now with Dipti. She's starting with that. The French press covering that rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl is garnering, not surprisingly, a lot of attention, Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. So the brutal rape of this very young girl by three teenagers in a Parisian suburb has sent shockwaves throughout France. Le Monde, which actually had access to some of the interrogation reports from the police, describes it as unbearable in this article. The girl is Jewish, and according to the report, she was targeted because of her faith. And Le Monde actually, in this article, puts forward some really terrifying, I guess, statistics according to poll maker IFOP, which in the recent months said found that 35% of 18 to 25-year-olds in France believe it would be justified to target Jewish people because of their support for Israel. Now, on the back of that, of course, this all comes in a very a tense political climate here in France, as you mentioned, just 10 days before the beginning of those parliamentary elections. The rape of this young girl has become extremely politicized as well. On our website, you'll see an article which looks at how extreme left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon condemned anti-Semitic racism. On the far right, Marine Le Pen attacked the extreme left for their alleged stigmatization of Jewish people since the conflict in Gaza.
What about reaction then from the foreign press, Dipti?
Well, you have El País, the Spanish paper, looking at this on their front, in their online edition today, saying anti-Semitic attacks in France have indeed multiplied since the outbreak of the conflict in Gaza. It follows in a quote, long tradition of anti-Semitism that nobody wants to be associated with, according to the paper. And as I mentioned, right during this electoral period, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, for his part, has been accused of fanning the flames of anti-Semitism in a bid to court French voters of Arab origin. Marine Le Pen has positioned herself as a savior of the Jewish people when it's been well documented the anti-Semitic ties, not just to her family, but also to the far-right party that her father founded. So the paper calling the rape of this young girl a tragedy on a personal, social and political level. You have Haaretz, the Israeli paper, the center-left Israeli paper, saying in this article here that many Jewish people in France say they might just have to leave France or they want to leave France if either the extreme left or the far right come to power.
Different story for you now. The Italian Senate approving a bill which critics say could lead to a more authoritarian governance in the country, run, of course, by the far-right leader Giorgia Meloni.
That's right. That plan bill aims to devolve more power to regional authorities in Italy and essentially allow them more power in running their affairs how they want. The autonomy bill is now a law. That's what Il Gazzettino says on its front page here in this article. The vote was actually approved early on Wednesday, but it took a night of fierce debating for them to approve that vote. Passed with 172 votes in favor and 99 against. It's part of a wider government overhaul of Italian state affairs. And you have Il Manifesto, the communist paper, also looking at that, evoking what it calls a critically differentiated autonomy, an old Northern League dream that's become state law. That's on the front page of Il Manifesto.
And you found a piece in Politico, haven't you, Evan, explainer on just why the bill's so important?
Absolutely. From an outside perspective, it could seem like rather dry Italian legislation that would only make sense to people in the country. But if you look at it from a sort of more historical point of view, it's very interesting. The significance of this bill was it's really mainly because it lies in the fact that it was put forward by Italy's wealthy right-wing-led Lombardy and Veneto regions with the center-left-led Emilia-Romagna region as well. These are the regions where, with a lot of money, the wealthier regions, and essentially under this legislation, they would be able to use that money however they want for their regional affairs. This includes tax revenue collection, but also public services like education and health. It's also exposed a deep wound in Italy, once again reviving stereotypes of the rich north and the poor south. This stereotype that actually dates back to 1861, and as Politico mentions, it's clearly a divide that has not healed in Italian society. And concretely, if you look at the numbers, it also means that these three regions that I mentioned would be able to retain their taxes are worth 190 billion euros, which means that that money would not then be passed on to the other poorer regions or less financially successful regions of Italy. And this therein lies that conflict.
Now, we talked a lot about anti-Semitism, of course, at the start of the press review. So again, with a wonderful story. This is about a Holocaust survivor on the front of Vogue.
That's right. German Vogue. In fact, this is that cover of German Vogue's summer edition. Her name is Margot Freelander. She's 102 years old, Stuart, one of the last surviving survivors of the Holocaust. And now, as you see on the face, gracing the cover of Vogue Germany. She was just 12 years old when Hitler came to power. Her family was murdered in Auschwitz. She was sent to another concentration camp where she then met her future husband. And since the end of the war, she has really dedicated her life to promoting peace, to talking about her family history, what happened to her, and promoting peace and unity. So in addition to the numerous awards she's collected, she can now add cover girl or Vogue cover girl at the tender age of 102 years old. It's a wonderful tribute, particularly at this time of growing anti-Semitism.
She looks amazing for 102 as well.
She does.
I think we're all thinking, wow, I hope we'll look like that when we're 102, if we ever get there, of course. Dipti, thanks very much. Dipti Kilaron with the papers for us here on France 24.